you know,
some kind of a mad grip.
Well, I mean, yeah, but the action of just standing here, moving the foot up and down like this would be called what? What's this called? What am I doing to
keep in time?
No. If I'm very angry, what am I doing to the floor?
What you call stamp the floor?
Stamp the floor, I guess that's right.
Or would you say stomp the floor?
Well, stomp the floor. Stomping the floor.
Okay. Now, what's after the baby gets a little bit older, what's the first thing he does before he walks? What's the baby do?
Crawls.
When you were about 18, you started to see Mrs. You see her at a dance one night, and you go up to her and you want to accompany her home. You say to her, "May I
accompany you home?"
Is that what you would say, though? Would you say that or something else? What else would you say?
"May I take you home?"
Okay. What about see? What about see?
"May I see you home?"
Would you say that?
You could say it that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
See you home.
And what's this called?
Opening the door.
Well, it doesn't have to be the door, though. Just drawing something to you like this is called what? Well, what's this called? When you...
Well, that means to come closer, and that means to get away.
Yeah, but I mean, for instance, pretend there's an object here, you see. Say anything. Say I'm a little boy and I'm playing with another little boy, and I go up to him and I go like this. I what?
I shove him.
Yeah, shove or
push.
Okay. Push. Now, what's the opposite of push?
Pull.
Okay, good.
Pull.
Yeah, we made it. Say your wife's going to take a vacation, and you're going to take her to the station, you know, and you take the luggage, her suitcases and things. What do you say?
I got the suitcases.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say, "I lugged the suitcases down to the station"?
You could say that.
Would you ever say that?
Well, I don't know if I ever did, but
How would you say that?
Well, I lugged the suitcases down to the station.
Mm-hmm.
If they was heavy, you would be lugging them, mm-hmm. or anyhow, I would be.
Would you ever use the word tote?
I've heard tote,
but you wouldn't use it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What's this sense called? You know, we have five senses: seeing, hearing, smelling,
feeling,
tasting. Okay.
Feeling.
So you have a sense of
feeling.
Yeah, but another way of saying it: a sense of smell, a sense of taste, a sense of sight, a sense of. Well, what's this called? Where I put my
touch.
Touch.
Yeah.
So one of your little grandchildren comes in and he starts going around the room and putting his hands on everything. What do you say?
He's touching everything.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want him to do it,
tell him to quit it.
Okay. Well, what do you say?
Tell him to quit that touching stuff.
Yeah, well, pretend I'm the little boy. You tell me.